Welcome, everybody, to Heroes Asylum. This is issue 106, and I want to welcome everybody. It's going to be a special issue. I know we missed last week. Sorry about that. Some personal things came up for both Kane and I, so we had to kind of bow out last week, but we're back with a vengeance. Kane, unfortunately, will not be here today. He's got some more things he's working on off on the side, but I'm going to continue the show. We're going to just talk about, just the latest news and the rumors. Also, make sure you guys do check us out online on Heroes Asylum on our regular page, as well as if you go to the Midnight Movies. Last week, we dropped Ocean's 11 movie review. This week, we are dropping X-Men. So hopefully you guys will get a chance to check those out. But since I do not have Kane here tonight, I have brought in a special guest, and I want you guys to welcome Hotshot. Welcome, Hotshot. If nobody knows who Hotshot is, he is Kane's co-host on their latest podcast, which is what, man?
It is called Low Blows and Chair Shots, and we discuss anything wrestling.
Very cool. Very cool. Yeah. So since Kane cannot be here, I figured I'd grab his steal his counterpart because I knew you weren't doing anything tonight. And I figured we'd have fun doing this. And I know you're not as heavy into the comic books and stuff as like Kane and I are, but you do have your geeky side. Of course you are, into wrestling.
Do.
So yeah, we're going to go ahead and get started. Actually, we're going to make it, like I said, it's a quick show. There's not a lot going on. It's been really quiet the last week. But we always start off lately, it's been about WandaVision, and Kane isn't here, but I know Hotshot does try to listen and watch, but he says we spoil a little bit too much. So what I'm going to do is I'm not going to spoil anything today. I'm just going to give my final thoughts, my opinions. I'm sure when, Kane comes back around, he'll be able to give you, his feelings on it as well. But I got to tell you, I love the fact that everything that everybody was talking about on the internet, and I'm sure you saw a lot of them about who the real villain is, and I think Paul Bettany made the comment, which I think is the best swerve. I mean, you want to use a wrestling term, but he basically did a swerve. He's like, I get to work with somebody I've always wanted to work with, my whole life, and we come to find out who he works with is, well, himself. That's who he's always wanted to work with. But yeah, it's a great ending. I think all the hype and everything from what everybody was talking about online was I think that's kind of what it did. It got everybody overhyped for that. And then once we didn't get what we all thought, we're thinking, oh, yeah, we're going to get this and that. We didn't get – I think there was a lot of kickback on that.
I mean, well, with a lot of things, you can't expect to get the full – like sometimes you're not going to get the full expectation. Like with Mandalorian – I feel like they overachieved, like they did so much that we expected and gave us what we wanted, but you're not going to get that with everything within the MCU. Yeah. Or within, not just the MCU, it's almost anything, honestly. You're not going to get everything you want. If they overhype it, then you get let down.
Yeah, I've always noticed, like with Kevin Feige, we always joke about, he's got this big this toy box of things he wants to play with, and he plays with them as he chooses. It may not be how we grew up knowing that's how those things are supposed to interact, but he makes it work, and that's, he has done some great swerves. I learned a long time ago not to trust MCU, because if you remember, I think it was Infinity Wars, if you watched the trailer for the Infinity Wars, mm-hmm. You saw the Hulk running with everybody. Well, it wasn't the Hulk. It was actually Banner in the Hulk suit.
The Hulkbuster.
Yeah. So it was like that's where I was like, yeah, you dirty, dirty, dirty. That's not what we said we were going to be doing. But
Yeah. I mean, it's good that they mislead you in the trailer. I mean, because sometimes people are like, oh, I've seen the trailer, so I don't want to see it now because I don't like what I saw in the trailer. And, Bruce has always had that. Well, like the battle within himself between him and the Hulk, and they expected him to see that, but then they get thrown for a curveball when they see him in a mechanical Hulk. I mean, it is a Hulkbuster, so it is a robot.
They never called it officially the Hulkbuster, but
I thought they did in Iron Man, in Age of Ultron.
They may have made a reference. Well, I think that's when they used it. I don't know if they called it, if Tony – I don't remember him calling it a Hulkbuster. I think he just whatever suit number he called it out as, and that, you know, showed up. But I mean, from a comic book fan standpoint, we know that's the Hulkbuster. We just we've seen it before. We love seeing it whenever it gets rolled out. So yeah, we were happy to see that. And so yeah, so did you get a chance to watch it at all or no? You have not. Are you waiting for it to end so you can like binge watch it?
That's what I was waiting to do. Was if they're short episodes, I like to.
They're 30 to 40 minute longs. I think this last one, I think, pushed up to the 50 minute. You know, we never got a true hour long show. I think they all bounced between 30 to 40 minutes. So, you know, some were longer than others. So, yeah, you can get through them pretty quick.
One Saturday afternoon, I can just knock them all out.
Basically, yeah. Yeah, they're only 9 episodes, I think. So, yeah, you can knock them out pretty quick. But yeah, you definitely will enjoy it. I think the story they told, the acting they told, the new characters they added in, and then of course the old ones that we get to see, Darcy, who was from Thor. Remember in Thor,
Jane's.
Yeah, thank you, Jane. Yeah, Jane Foster's a friend. Yeah, yeah.
The one in the group or one of her team from Thor.
Yes. Yeah.
She
guest stars in this one. Jimmy Wong, who was in Ant-Man, who was the FBI detective that was always tracking down Matt. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was in this as well.
That's pretty cool. Bring people from like different. Storylines or shows or movies,
yeah,
the current things. I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's basically what they did. And they kind of, just like they did in the moments of, you know, the Avengers movies, they brought all these movies together. They kind of did that in this one, is they brought the B-level characters in. They brought they did bring Wanda, you know, they had Wanda, but they also had, like I said, you had Wong, you had Darcy, you also had a reference to Monica Rambeau, who was from, you know, Captain Marvel. So it's like linking them all together. So this show branches off. And if when you guys do watch it, I don't think they don't have any post-credit scenes until I think the last two or last three shows. They do mid-credit scenes. And then this one, there is a mid-credit and a full post-credit scene that lets you know, hey, this character is going to probably be ending up over here. This character is going to be ending up over here. So definitely want to check that out.
So they're adding true Marvel fashion with the post-credit scenes.
Yeah. But basically, yeah, they're actually doing what they did in the movies. They added more in. You know, we get to find out, you know, where Monica goes, you know, or there's hints. We don't know exactly. But, you know, if you've read the books, you know where it's going to go. And you know, based off the announcement of TV shows, that she's pretty much going to go to Secret Wars, which is a show that they're talking about starting, I think, coming out next year. And then, of course, you find out who was the second trailer. Oh, and you find out what happened to Wanda after all this is happening. You find out something else is going on, but we don't know that one. That one's all speculation and guessing as to what's going on with her. So and then the next show that came out that I'm loving, I wish we could have talked about it last week, was the new Superman and Lois show. I'm sure you haven't watched it yet either.
No,
it's on CW, and I know when people hear CW, their ears just like instantly close up, like I don't want to hear about this, blah blah blah. This is not a CW show, though, by any stretch of the imagination.
Like, if I hear, like, there's something like that on CW, I mean, growing up, I grew up watching Smallville.
Yeah.
Which, honestly, like, Superman's my favorite DC hero, and Smallville had a lot to do with it because I grew up watching the show. So if I hear something like, oh, it's on CW, I automatically assume it's going to be a good show.
Yeah, there are certain factions in the comic book fan base that when they hear CW, they feel, especially after some of the more recent CW DC shows, they feel slighted and they don't want to do it. You know, they have a lot of issues with Batwoman, which I do too. They have some issues with Supergirl, which I have some issues with Supergirl. But they like the original ones, Arrow and Flash and the Legends.
I loved Arrow.
Yeah,
like Arrow was awesome. I feel it like a little dark to me. That's DC for you, honestly. But Arrow was one of my, besides Smallville, Arrow was my second favorite that they put on CW. So I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah. Now, a lot of folks had issues with Arrow because it was very Batman-esque. You know, a lot of the Arrow's villains were Batman villains. So, there again, that's a...
I mean, you're in the same universe, so some of your heroes are going to have crossover.
Yeah. Even when it came down to the League of Assassins and Ra's al Ghul, where Ra's al Ghul is a primary. That's primary. That's like him fighting the Joker.
That's Batman all the way.
Yeah, that's Batman all the way. So yeah, there was a lot of folks there that had issues with this, and that's what I loved about the Superman and Lois show. It had no signs of CW other than the fact that these two actors played those characters in CW shows. The feel of the show has no feeling of CW. It literally is like Greg Berlanti, who runs the DC shows on CW. He basically like sprinkled in the 1978 Superman with Christopher Reeves, the Superman Returns from 2006, the latest Man of Steel with the Snyder cuts. It's like he picked up every little nuance, even went in as far as like in your fit, what you were saying. One of your shows, Smallville, even put a little sprinkle of Smallville in there, and it was just amazing. Like it's just got everything mixed in, but it's got a fresh feel to it. And I know the one thing Kane always talked about was, when he found out about the boys, he was like, oh, God, what are these emo boys and stuff? And I was like, well, one probably is, and then the other is going to be, your typical, American small-town boy. And that's what they are, but they're not whiny about it. The first episode – but I think they were, kind of creating their characters in that. But at that moment, second episode, it was fine. It was really good. So definitely something I would say to watch.
I'm definitely going to watch it because I trust you on anything of anything. I'll definitely watch it. So I recommend for our listeners or watchers to watch it because – come on, Superman and Lois.
So. Yeah, again, a lot of folks are very staunch. Like I'm born Superman fan. I got a Superman tattoo. I mean, I've Superman all around. And there are a lot of folks that don't like certain versions of Superman. There are some that hate Henry Cavill, and there are some that aren't big fans of the new Superman. And I'm like, I think they both are doing their version of it. And I think they're doing it just fine. But the Superman show, you won't be able to watch, I think, until May 18th. Like the first two episodes came out. Now they're postponing for till May 18th because their Supergirl's coming in for its final few shows. And then Supergirl's going to end. And then Superman's going to pick up.
They're just ending the season, right?
This is it for Supergirl. Yeah, this is her last season.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. The CW is cleaning house a little bit right now. I think the only ones that are survived are Smallville, Flash, Legends of Tomorrow, Stargirl, which literally just had its first season, and Batwoman somehow is still holding on. And then the new Superman and Lois. So those are the ones that are continuing. So, I mean, it's nice that it's a little fresh. They have some fresh shows in there and still some of the older ones. But, yeah, that's it. Right. But, yeah, Supergirl's going to go away because I think the Snyderverse or the DC multiverse in the movies world, they're going to be introducing a new Supergirl in the Flash movie. That was announced a couple of weeks ago. So but, again, they can have – multiple Supermen and Supergirls now if they want to. They've discussed that. So make sure you guys check that out. Again, like I said, you can check the first two out right now on CW, the app, and then you have to wait till May 18th for anything new to come out. So it gives you time to catch up. They're not long shows, but at least gives you time. And the last show that's just come out recently, and this is going to go to you guys, to Low Blows and Chair Shots, Young Rock.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
I've seen it.
So what do you think?
I love it. Like, I mean, if some of y'all have listened to our podcasts, I have announced that I am a huge Rock fan. I have multiple things of the Rock. Like, if I was of that heritage, I'd take his tattoo, honestly. I love it because, I mean, just like in the MCU or the DCUs, it's an origin story for the Rock. It dives into how he became who he is from a young age to now. And I'm excited to see how far they're going to go with Young Rock. But I loved it. Like, especially a couple of weeks ago when they did that preview after Monday Night Raw. It was just great. It just... like a snake, just sink his fangs into me, and I'm done. Like I'm instantly hooked.
Yeah, me too, man. I loved it. I started watching it. It was a dirty secret of mine, and another friend of mine also started watching. But was the Punky Brewster redoing? I was like, oh, that's kind of cool. And I just happened to be looking around. I'm like, oh wait, Young Rock came out. too. All right, let me check this out. And I loved it. I love the intergenerational jumping that they do. They have Young Rock, which yeah. You know, him is like, I think 10, 11, and then you have him in high school, and then or high school, middle school. No, I think now he's like, yeah, it's high school, and then I think they jump to college.
Yeah, that's how.
So we're getting
they hit like every stage of life. Basically.
Yeah, it looks like they jump like they'll do like 5-year jumps with the show, and I think that's really cool mm-hmm. to see that. And I love the actors that are playing these famous legends that you see on the show, and them kept capturing the characteristics of it. Who's the guy? I brought it up because I knew we were going to talk about it. But the gentleman that's playing Andre, Matthew Wilg, I love him on there. I think he does amazing job, and he used to be a football player actually for the NFL.
Really, I didn't know that.
Yeah, but he's been in a few shows. He's been on the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and what else has he been on? Sledgehammer. Yeah, he's been on a couple of shows. So yeah, he's been around a while. I think he does an amazing job. But I think the guys that play Rock, like the different kids that are playing him, I think they do a great job too.
Yeah, I agree. Like the guy, I already forget his name. The gentleman who played Andre the Giant portrays him very, very well. I didn't see too much of that with the actors who played like the Wild Samoans, but definitely with Andre, they're doing a good job.
Yeah,
with him.
Yeah, and I think they're only 3 episodes out right now. So I mean, it's still kind of something fun to watch and check out. And like I said, I mean, I know they're doing the playoff of like young was it the young Sheldon, and they're also it's kind of like a playoff of also like the Chris Rock, Everybody Hates Chris when he was a kid. Mm-hmm. So I know they're kind of trying to go that route. So I think it'll be fun. And I love again Jimmy Woo, who's he's in this because he's jumping around. He plays in this as well as this reporter that is interviewing Rock running for the presidency. And I love that Jimmy just like he always brings up I was an actor once. So it's like a joke on his current life, you know, and it's pretty fun to watch. And then him yelling at what is it, Clarence or Shelby or whatever his Rock's assistant is. They always yell at him. So I think that's one of my favorite ones when they come to the present or the future actually for the Rock. All right, so those are the shows that I wanted to definitely like cover with you. And so I'm gonna just kind of run through some news that we have. Actually, this is funny. We were talking about this last night. I think up at the Winchester, you, Kane, and I, we were talking about Titans and in the Titans season. He was like, "Yeah, have you heard anything about Titans coming out?" I had, and literally this morning, we got a new announcement with Titans season 3. We already knew they were in production, but they have announced like the titles of the show of the episodes that are coming up, which is pretty cool. So we're going to have episode 1 is Barbara Gordon. And of course, that sounds like we're going to be introduced to the Barbara Gordon of this universe. The second episode is titled Red Hood. So again, we're going to be looking at the Red Hood character who's going to be coming out. And then like Hawk and Dove will have its own episode. And then we will have Blackfire, Lazarus, which I'm assuming Lazarus is going to have a tie-in maybe with Ra's al Ghul and the Lazarus pits. And then we have 51st Precinct and then Home, Souls, and then Troubled Water. Again, I'm thinking Troubled Water is going to have something to do with the Lazarus pit as well. So we always were kind of guessing how – did you ever watch any of the Titan shows?
I watched the first season.
First season, okay. So because it's a slight twist on Batman, but you saw like they had the new Robin. Well, in season 2, he kind of feels slighted and is sort of going off on his own, which is kind of in a way what the original Jason Todd did in the comic books, who Jason Todd eventually turned into the Red Hood. Them bringing up the Lazarus Pit a couple of times, it seems like I wonder if something does happen to him, then somebody drops him in, and that's when he switches and flips the F out, and that's where it goes, because that's really what happened to him as Red Hood. He, Ra's al Ghul tried to bring him back to life, dropped him in the Lazarus Pit, and he just, went, bonkers. So I got a feeling that we might be seeing a very similar story, which for me as a staunch, like I'm a purist when it comes to comic books and some of the stories, I'm glad if the way the title's worded, that's the route they're going to go. And But we'll see that. What was that? That was a release date of... Did I see it here? No, I didn't see a release date yet. Sorry, yeah. There was another one I saw a release date on, but it wasn't this show. So, yeah, that's something definitely coming. Of course, it'll most likely be on... I know it'll definitely be on HBO Max, but I believe they're trying to do some more crossovers with that. Next one we have... And this one you might – I don't know if you like the actress or not, but this week there was exclusive photos from the set of Thor of Love and Thunder with Melissa McCarthy showing up basically dressing up as Hela, if you remember Hela from –
That's Thor's sister.
Yeah, Thor's sister that we saw during the last Thor movie. And so she's dressed up in a costume. She's got the horns and everything going on with her. So it's kind of interesting. And she's supposed to be in the same scene that Luke Hemsworth is in. If you don't know who Luke is, Luke's Christopher's brother. And he was actually in the last Thor movie. He was the one playing Thor in the play at the beginning of the movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know that. Like,
yeah, because when you watch it, you're great. Like, oh, that's, you know, because Loki was played by Matt Damon, and Odin was played by I just drew a blank on his name. The gentleman that played in the first Jurassic Park movie, he was the main doctor. Crap, just drew a blank on him. But yeah, they had that. They were doing a play of the death of Loki, and Hemsworth's brother Luke played him in there. So it looks like they're doing something similar to where they're doing a play of Hela. So it looks like she's in there. And it looks like McCarthy's husband was also in the scene as well, Ben Falcone. So it'll be interesting. I believe they started shooting like a month ago, because we've heard a couple of rumors, like a few of the other, like the cast of Guardians of the Galaxy, because this is supposed to, like this in Guardians of the Galaxy are supposed to be kind of crossover. They're going to have some of the same cast. Right. So hopefully we'll see something there. Next one, I actually was kind of happy I pulled this one up, and I don't know if you saw it in our page, but did you see that they're making a Dungeons & Dragons movie?
They're making a new one?
Another one, yes, sir, yep.
I must have missed that post.
Yeah, this one
about
comes...
About time.
Yeah, well...
Way overdue.
I heard a month ago they had already started casting. They have so for the cast so far, we have Chris Pine, Michelle Rodriguez, the Detective Pokemon. Did you ever see that one?
Yeah.
Justice Smith, the actress that's in there. And then the Bridgerton star, Reggie Jean Page, they're casting. But they just announced the villain. They didn't say who the villain was, because that's the one thing I think we're all – us old D&D hacks are like, what route are they going? But they did just cast the villain, and the villain will be surprising. When I saw this, I was like, this is an interesting cast. Hugh Grant will be cast as the villain. He has been out of the big, you know, the spotlight for quite a while. So this might be a good return for him to play a bad guy that, you know, we're used to him being the love interest, you know, the British guy always, you know, swooning over the girls.
Right. I mean, it just depends on what route they take to do for what they're going to do for the bad guy. Like, I mean, there's endless D&D, so there's endless options on bad guys.
Exactly. Now, did you ever watch the Dungeons & Dragons movie that we suggested you watch? It came out a few years back.
Yeah, watched it.
It hurts you in the feel, doesn't it? It's not too good.
Yeah, I'm like, my group can just record our group, and we can do – you'll enjoy this more than more than that movie.
Yeah. Now, did you ever watch or ever find it, the original – the old animated 80s – cartoon?
No.
That's kind of fun, because basically what happens with them is it's a group of kids, and I've always thought this would be a really cool movie. It's a group of kids that they go to a fair. Well, they go on this Dungeons and Dragon-esque roller coaster. Well, what happens is the roller coaster like flips around and does like this, you know, jumps to a different, you know, time frame and a different, you know, time jumps, and they end up in the world of Dungeons and Dragons, and the Dungeon Master, which is a little short like midget guy, tells them you have to complete these tasks to get sent back. But in the meantime, there's a bigger villain going after them.
So is it kind of like Jumanji?
In a way, yes. This is that would be pre-Jumanji. Yeah, if anything, but there was no, you didn't have to, you did have to, you know, get to the end and then say, you didn't have to say Jumanji, but kind of the same right. thing, you know, Jumanji, I would say probably the writers that did Jumanji were probably at that age that watched that and kind of, you know, that was a very big influence to them. And we always thought, I always did, and a few people I've talked to always thought that would be a fun movie. If you're going to do a Dungeons and Dragons, you want it. You don't want it too serious because then it's just another fantasy movie, but you want it to.
Like, even our sessions, like when we go for 8 hours straight, sometimes longer, they were serious at moments, like when you're fighting or stuff like that. But even in some big battles, like me and a few of my other characters were, were not joking around, but we make smart comments or stupid moves. So we lighten the mood. So D&D's not all about just being serious, like wow, like World of Warcraft. It's like it's role playing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So it's supposed to be fun.
Yeah, and that's but that's kind of what we, you know, I know me growing up, you know, playing it, that's kind of the things that we did. And but yeah, I think if they did a little tongue in cheek to the story to you know, there is a massive story behind it and what it was. But then jump into the fantasy side, I think. And that's why I've always thought that if they went the route of doing it from the animated style, you know, series. So we don't know anything about it. All we know is that they started casting. And again, the cast is the one thing that really brings me hope that you have Chris Pine and Michelle Rodriguez who are doing this, you know, and they don't
picture what kind of characters they would have her portray. Yeah.
But the fact that they're in there, that they have the confidence that it's good enough to, and those guys are actors that I can't say I've ever really seen bad movies that they've been in. I mean, there's been a few, but it's not their fault.
I can't think of anything.
But again, it's just the cast. So I was like, oh, okay, it's a really good cast. So that gave me a little bit of hope that this is going to turn around. But yeah, we will see. Let's see. There's no information on release date or anything of that nature. Just the casting right now, and I'm seeing about the writers. Yeah, nothing about the writers. So yeah, but they've got a 40-year history. You know, all the books and all the different stories.
So much they can do with this.
Yeah, so much.
I'm stoked. Like, I cannot wait until they even make a release date. Once they hit a release date, I'm requesting off work so I can see it.
Wait, maybe you can. You can tag along with us when we do it. I know Cindy and I usually try to catch the you used to be part of the original
midnight midnight movie crew.
The original midnight movie crew before the podcast showed up. Cindy and I keep it alive sometimes, but it's usually just us.
I'm gonna be like those some of the Star Wars geeks and nerds, whichever you want to call it. I will dress up for the D&D premiere,
and you and Cindy will do that. I'll take pictures, but I ain't dressing up. I've never dressed up.
No, we'll be attacking you, so yeah, you it's go. All good. Yeah. You'll be the one person that
I'll put on a dragon hat or something, and you know, chase you guys around. So that'll work.
Oh yeah, dude, we'll make it work. It'll be fun.
So next one, actually, our next news article I have. I know you're not interested on much of these, but Comic-Con is the yearly event. God, it's now in it started 77 around there, so it's been going along, you know, quite a long time. And well, last year, of course, you know, with the thing that will not be named, so we could not, you know, all the Comic-Cons and the conventions and everything got canceled. Well, they're still all getting canceled. So Comic-Con has announced that this year they will be doing a virtual format like they did last year. Now, last year's digital format wasn't good at all, but again, they were probably the first ones to actually do it digital. I think what happened is Disney saw what they did, and DC saw what they did, and DC did an amazing job. They had a weekend-long event called DC Fandom, and it was just all interactive. It's amazing. So hopefully, I think San Diego maybe, you know, I'm sure they were watching all of these and thought, okay, now we can improve on this. Now they have the time to improve on it. So yeah, it'll be digital or virtual this year. Unfortunately, even here locally in Orlando, we have a Comic-Con convention that we do called MegaCon here, and even that one, I think their tickets are on sale. But I'm kind of thinking that they're going to be postponing again, like they did last year.
They probably will. And when Comic-Con did their, I think it was San Diego, when they did the virtual one. Mm-hmm. I expected it to be the way it was, because if I go, like, I'm more like going for the cosplay angle of everything, and you're very limited on what you can do virtually with that. Like, you can't really interact too much with.
Well, that's why the DC had a fun thing. They actually did a virtual comic, usually in the comic cons, you'll have them to where they all, like, one group of like Star Wars. Hey, all the Star Wars guys show up here in the main, foyer right. area, and we'll do a parade kind of thing. DC had enough time to call, or not call, but put a post out to say, hey, anybody that wants to be in this, send us your video. Mm-hmm. So then they had the chance to edit it and put all the video together with music and different, everybody. So again, that's what I was saying. I think Comic Con's now going to have more than enough time.
Oh, yeah,
to make an amazing event.
It's going
to
be much better this year.
Yeah. No doubt.
I know
the one thing I've really missed about them, about the Comic-Cons and the events and everything, is the panels. The panels, to me, are just hands down the best one. Did you ever see the – it's online. It's on YouTube. It was a panel with Alexa Bliss, and she was talking to a little girl.
That was like 4 or 5 years ago.
That was the one that we went to. Yeah, it's on YouTube now. Yeah,
exactly.
You can.
Yeah, I know. I've seen that. Yeah, I've messaged her on her Instagram to tell like how much of an amazing person she is for that. Because not many. I mean, there are some WWE superstars, or there are celebrities that will do that. But
yeah, it was a great moment.
It was just amazing.
Yeah, but again, those are the moments I miss from not seeing. Yeah, those are the moments I miss from not seeing the Comic-Con, not being there. Is like I said, this little girl just went up and asked her, hey, what do you do? I'm young and I'm small and, people think I can't do this. And she, like, got up out of her chair, went over, sat on the stage, says, you come right over here. We're going to have a talk. And it was, it was like a heartwarming moment. And, we had the people that I was with. I know, one of them, a gruff Marine, he was getting a little emotional over there. So, it's one of those great moments. You have those.
I definitely had a lump in my throat when I saw that video. It was amazing.
But you just have those moments, and those are the Comic-Con moments that you miss, is that hearing those great stories, or a fan walking up and doing, hey, I remember you from back in this, and the guy actually remembers, oh my God, that's right, you brought this thing in for your sister for me to sign, and those are like the really cool moments that not just us as fans, but the actors and the people that are involved, those are the moments that people remember and miss and love, and that's why hopefully we'll get back to those. Right now the questionnaires are like, they send in the questions and then, they show, play the video and the performer sees it. And then they talk that way. But, that was a really good one to see. And we were talking about, I was talking about Punky Brewster. There's actually a WWE episode in there where Alexa Bliss shows up and Charlotte Flair show up. And it's a really cute one.
Punky Brewster?
Yeah, and the new Punky Brewster. Yeah, watch it. I'm definitely going to tell you, when you watch it, it is very heavily commercialized. Like, there's literally a moment where she's like, hey, we're going to be spending the night in my SUV. And guess what? The very next commercial is for the exact model of SUV that Punky Brewster sat in. And when I watched it on – because it's on Peacock. Well, Peacock is just now this month. I think later this month, them and WWE are going to be merging to where you're going to see a lot of the WWE product on Peacock now. Well, I think this was part of the cross promotion was that, hey, can we borrow some of the girls? Well, they do this whole wrestling match and like not even in a ring. They do it like in like a fan group signing area. They just go after each other. It was great. So, but
if not going to do it in the ring, do it in a fan signing.
Oh yeah. He just picked up a chair and just started swinging it. I mean, it was fun.
Got here with a chair shot.
So basically right now we're looking for Comic-Con coming. They're talking to July 23rd to the 25th. It will be digital, 3 days. I don't know if they're going to charge. That's the one kind of question and thing that's up in the air. I do know that DC Fandom did not charge for theirs. I do know me doing what I do, doing the podcasting and some of the other things. I do conventions online. Well, there's a charge for those online. I don't know if they're going to now do it, since this is now 2 years of them not making money. So I don't know if maybe they'll have a tier plan. Hey, listen, you can watch all of these, but if you really want to watch like the cool panels, you got to pay, $20. Mm-hmm. So there's nothing on here yet about that. It was just saying, hey, that we are going to do it. So look for that if anybody is interested. Our next one, her final one, actually, so we can end this show today. You toy collectors. I don't know if you are an action figure collector. I am. If anybody can see behind me, I have a desk full of some DC. I got most recently, I've been collecting the McFarlane White Knight series. And, of course, on my right over here on my left, I have all my Pops out, my Funko Pops. So, but for anybody who's out there, Hasbro is releasing for the new Bad Batch Clone Wars animated series. I don't know if you're have you ever watched any of the Clone Wars series? On Star Wars?
Yeah.
Did you watch the final one where they brought in Bad Batch and they ended it? There was like season 7. I think they did it like 2 years ago.
Yeah, no, I saw when they brought in the Bad Batch.
So what they're doing, Bad Batch is getting its own show. So I was so psyched about that. That is coming out May 4th. So we've got a couple months for that. Bad Batch will be getting their own show. But Hasbro is releasing action figures for them, and they look really good. I know everybody's, these days is all, they're all going crazy and gaga over the McFarlane toys. Because, I mean, McFarlane does amazing toys. If you've ever – just go look at any property he gets his hands on to do toys are just drops just amazing. The intricacies and just the little nuances he does for them are just amazing. But Star Wars is also known for their Black Series, which gets very detailed and just amazing looking. And that's what this is going to be. It looks like this is going to be part of the Black Series, and they have some of the characters. They only released the one, I think, the Bruiser. I can't remember his name. The big dude. Because, if anybody watched Bad Batch, it was basically like everybody fit like this certain role in any like military movie you ever saw. You had the spot, you had the sniper guy, you had the techie guy, you had the leader, you had the big bruiser who always lifted up everything. So they all played a certain type of role. And but they've only released one of them to, so you guys can see it. So if you are interested, check that out. And again, you didn't know about Bad Batch coming out, so you got your chance to put that down and look forward to that.
No, I love Black Series, though. Like, me being a Star Wars fan, their lightsabers are spot on. I mean, they're the ones that Disney sells on their website, like, or at the parks. It's Black Series lightsabers.
Yeah.
I just wish they would release Rey's lightsaber.
The one
she made at the end of...
Oh, the one at the end.
Yes.
I thought there was a series of them out. It might not have been Black Series. Might have been somebody else. Yeah, I'm trying to – one of my new collections and one of my collection goals I've always kind of had and I want to do is I know everybody sells the lightsaber, the full lightsaber with the blade and everything. I just want to collect the hilts. I just want the handles and just have it's kind of tough because everyone I've seen is like, no, it comes with this massive blade. And I go, I don't even need it. Don't send me the blade. They're like, oh, no, we got to send. I'm like, it's going to go in a closet or get thrown out because I don't want it. It's going to be.
I only want two blades, and that's Darth Vader and Anakin's, like his blue one and his red one. But with the other ones, I want just the hilts because all I need is the red and blue to light up the.
Right, yeah.
The area.
Yeah, but for me, it's like I don't have the room for it, and honestly, even if I did, I wouldn't want them displayed with the blade thing on it. I would just want them displayed with the hilts, and I just kind of want to just hang them, in order, basically like you would at a gun rack, but you just – a lightsaber rack.
Even if it is just a hilt, it would be cool to still have, like, a colored light on the inside. So if you just have them lined up however you – like, whatever orientation you have, you can still – turn them on and still get a similar effect of that.
Yeah, I thought about doing something like that, and then putting the little LCD lights behind the lightsaber, so that way it was like lighting up the back of the lightsaber.
Okay,
I even have idea. I don't have it over here. I think it's over on my desk. I have the green crystal, the green kryptonite crystal from the 1978 Superman.
Mm-hmm.
And it's perfect. I mean, it's just exactly what I want. I've always wanted to find a case. I just have to do it that will light up the back so that it lights up a little bit. I also have the keys from Smallville. You remember the Kryptonian keys?
Yes.
Yeah. I have the green one and I have the silver one. So I have like a on display on my desk where it's the full crystal from the Superman one and then the Smallville keys. So I have like a little design of it, but. I will get there, and we all will get our goodies on our wall one day.
Oh, eventually our collection will be complete.
Yes. So tell us a little bit before we go, a little bit more about Low Blows and Chair Shots. When I know right now you guys are only on Spotify and Google Play, but you guys will be out soon in other locations. Apple is definitely one of our goals. What do you guys got going on? You got anything like anything new happening? Maybe somebody showing up or?
On our next episode, we do have a new guest, possibly a third party joining us for more than just one episode. But we mostly just like you do, Mike, we current events, what's coming, what's upcoming, what's happened on the within the different companies that we cover. We cover WWE, we cover AEW. I mean, NXT is part of WWE, but we cover those shows, SmackDown, Raw. But we don't just do that. We will be discussing favorite wrestlers, who do we think is the best, who best heel, best bad guy, best good guy. And that's pretty much it.
Because you guys have a list coming up, don't you? With like the most overrated or underrated, or what is it?
We do have a list. We are listing the overrated and underrated. And possibly we're going to discuss who we think is the best overall wrestler.
Nice.
And see who gets hit with the low blow, who gets hit with the chair shot.
There you go. Exactly. Yeah. All right, guys. Well, make sure you guys do check out Low Blows and Chair Shots with, of course, my partner in crime, who's not here today, Kane, but he will also be there with Willie and, of course, a new future partner. I think there'll be a third wheel in this show, so I can't wait to see what they do there. Thank you, man, for joining me. I know you will be joining us.
Thanks for having me.
I know you will be joining us for our next watch along, not the X-Men that's dropping, but we've got on my Midnight Movies, we're going to be doing in a couple weeks T2, and Willie said he is going to be joining us, so you definitely
got. I'm excited for that.
Yeah, you guys here on Heroes of Time, you guys will definitely see Willie again. But yeah, thank you, man. I hope you guys do have a great week. Make sure you do check us all out on Heroes Asylum on the Facebook page. You can also see for the Midnight Movies, and there should be a link also on there below all of this stuff I've just been talking about, just below the description. There's a link for the Low Blows and Tear Shots. So make sure you guys do get out and check them out. And like Kane always says, get to the asylum.